Hello, listeners. My name is Ron Graham. I'm the host of Off the Ground. Please stick with us for a minute. We're getting our guests together. Sorry about that. First time on the air in quite some time. We're just learning how to use the platform. But again, welcome to Off the Ground. My name is Ron Graham. I'm the host. This is our first episode, and we'll go ahead and get right to it. My guest is Zach Friedhoff. He's a local musician and a peacemaker. And let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what he's up to. He's got a major project going on called the Big Love Network. One of the big highlights the Big Love Network has given us is the Big Love Akron Festival, which was a few weeks back. And I'd like to find out what the Big Love Network has in mind for the city of Akron. So, yeah, I know, that's a loaded question. Wouldn't you say so, Zach?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's go ahead and get started on that. Now, we've had Big Love Akron completed for this year. How did it go for you?
I went very well this year. We were at Summit Art Space, and we had a great turnout of people. Everything was a lot of fun. People had a really, really great time. People were making a lot of new connections. They were learning a lot of great things. There were people getting involved in a lot of groups and a lot of our efforts going forward, and we were also able to reduce the amount of waste that we created this year, 73% compared to last year. So it was a success all around.
That's a very unique thing from my perspective in terms of a festival. Here I thought it was going to be a music festival, but not only was there music, but you were giving opportunities to many local businesses to show off their wares. There were talks, and those talks ranged on many different subjects, and I can tell that you're going to follow up on some of them with some of the big meetings and summits that you have planned later on in the year. And you were also involved in reducing the area's trash footprint during the Big Love Festival, and I thought that was unbelievable. I'd never heard of anything like that before. Well done, you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. That trying to be sustainable in every way that we can be is a core principle to all the things that we do, and every year that we've been doing the festival or any other event, we've been trying to get better at it and reduce what we use, as well as be able to reuse things that are used and send as little as possible to the landfill.
Did you find, as people came to the festival, that they were already conscious of the various things that you were trying to accomplish, or was there an education factor that had to be brought into play as the festival went on?
I think there's definitely some aspect of education. I think as we've been doing the festival each year, there does seem to be a larger and larger percentage of people that are familiar with things that we're doing or with the topics that we are working on and the issues that we're addressing. So it's definitely very hopeful to see those things grow and those interests grow. And, you know, you can talk about zero waste or something like that and not have to also explain to everyone what that means. It's definitely gotten a lot better as far as people's understanding and awareness of those kinds of things.
Well, that's good. I mean, it sounds like, for the most part, people who came to the festival were ready to learn, even if they were not totally schooled on what you were trying to accomplish.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it.
Now, I'm going to ask you about a couple of terms that the Big Love Network uses that I am only just now becoming familiar with, so now it's time for me to get an education. What is creative placemaking?
So creative placemaking involves how we view and interact and think of a space. So that can be an indoor space, an outdoor space. It can be a large space, a small space. And the creative part comes into it as sort of seeing what is there and saying what could it be, what functions does this place serve, and how can we better design and arrange this space so that it can serve those functions. So a lot of times that does involve a lot of artistic and creative things, everything from semi-permanent things like maybe benches or little temporary sculptures to much more permanent things that could, you know, edible landscapes, you know, urban agriculture, permanent benches, structures. So it's got a pretty big scope of what is included in that.
Yeah, for sure. Very ambitious and very exciting. Now, I understand that you've got four locations in the city of Akron where you are exercising the creative placemaking strategies. Would you care to tell me about one? You know, what you're trying to accomplish in terms of functionality for the particular space and how it's going?
Sure. So for the last 3 years, we've been running a project called the City Repair Project, which operates for right now in four specific sites in four neighborhoods in Akron. We're hoping to grow it to another 2 to 3 sites within the next year or two. One of the sites that's been evolving has been in Middlebury, and it's on Market and Broad Street. There's kind of a big vacant lot there that was the site of the Better Block event a couple years ago. And right now there's, you know, we work with neighborhood partners, and we do a lot of door knocking and talking to the neighbors that live right around there to see what they want to see there, what, you know, they feel is lacking in the neighborhood or what that they would like to see kind of in that general area. And one of the things that kept coming up was spaces for kids, safe spaces for kids. There's a lot of busy roads and it's not easy for kids to kind of cross to other amenities. So we had worked with the Better Block as well as a number of other partners, including the homeless charities folks, and we created a semi-permanent we created like a little pop-up playground kind of thing that was made out of tires and some other upcycled elements. And that was there to give people an opportunity to see that this kind of empty, abandoned space could have other life. And so that was a very short-term project. And so from there, we then went to creating a much more, you know, kind of the next step up of semi-permanent structures that involved a lot of upcycled pallets and doors and tires that created kind of like a little play space and a tire swing and some stuff for kids. And so as we've been continuing that process, there's going to be some development on that site, and we've been working with the organization that's doing the development so that they can retain a park, and we're trying to figure out what that will look like, and there might be some funding to now take it to a little bit more of the next step of permanency.
This is amazing. So what you're telling me is that you have a block with essentially nothing on it, and from nothing, you build a playground.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an empty, underutilized, undervalued space that most folks either ignore or just walk right past. And so we were able to get access to do some things to it, and we, you know, had a lot of conversations with the neighbors around what that should be and what that should look like, and we really tried to help them see that vision out. So it's an ongoing process, but it's a really powerful and beautiful one.
I should say so, and I believe I have seen some of the photographs on the Big Love website, and I assume that there are a fair few there for anybody who wants to see what you've been doing, right?
Definitely. Definitely. We have some images there from
US.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt, but you go on, please.
Oh, just saying, you can find images there of, from all of our sites at the moment. And, you know, it's an interesting process. It is much more about the process than it is about the end result. So it's about building connections and relationships and having neighbors, helping neighbors to get to know their neighborhood a little bit better and get to know their neighbors a little bit better. And through that process, you kind of work on building something or creating things. And so each neighborhood's very different processes, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little quicker. Sometimes it results in something bigger like a playground. Sometimes it results in something smaller like a little free library. One of our neighborhoods has decided that they kind of just want to do some potlucks just to have further opportunities to get to know each other. So they're going and trying to do more social outreach and some sort of social programs for folks. So it's a beautiful thing to watch.
I want to congratulate you wholeheartedly for the progress already made, and I have a good feeling in my heart of hearts that we're going to see a lot more from this effort as time goes on. Are you trying to get more people involved? I assume so.
Always, yeah. We will always very much welcome anyone that's interested in what we're doing that would like to participate in some way. And there's a whole lot of ways people can get involved. People can show up when we're building or creating something, and they can help, build something or paint something or, any of those types of events we have. They're very family friendly. They're very neighborhood oriented. So you can, there's something for, little kids to do. There's something for elderly folks to do, and there's something for people of all interests and abilities in between that they can lend a hand on. There's the ability of it being, if anyone happens to be in the neighborhoods that we're currently operating in, we definitely welcome people to be involved in, more of the process side of it. Or there's, we're looking to grow into a couple other neighborhoods like Kenmore and West Akron and possibly around University Park. So there's a lot of opportunities to get involved with some of those possible projects in the next couple of years, too.
Now, I see where you're offering a course in community organizing. Community Organizing 101, you have it set for May 12th. Is it fair to assume that one of the things that's going to come out of this course is a strong consciousness of what you're trying to do with the creative placemaking efforts?
I would imagine so. The idea with community organizing is helping folks to realize the strength that we have in connections, the strength that we have in our own neighborhoods, helping folks to be able to, really feel empowered in their own space and feel the ability that, they can have some agency in their own neighborhood in their own backyard, and help people get an opportunity to dream together and to work together. And it's in partnership with the Womb on East Market Street, who's been doing amazing things for many years in this aspect. And so it's just a good way to learn kind of how we can just strengthen our neighborhoods, our networks, and how we can help ourselves and help, you know, our neighbors all feel empowered and supported.
All right. I like the sound of that. Now, as regards the course, are you running it at the Womb's location, or did you have or is there another location?
I believe it is at their location for that one. All of the information is on our website or on our Facebook, which is
sure.
The Facebook, I believe, is Big Love Network, and we have events and stuff there that you can, you know, find all of the specific details, but I believe it is at their space.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the listeners will head right over to Facebook today and find out more about it. As a matter of fact, if I can be there, I wouldn't mind sitting in on that course myself. I smell an opportunity to learn something that could be important.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, I think anyone that's interested at all in their neighborhoods and how we can strengthen our connections, I think it would be a wonderful thing to be a part of.
All right. Well, I'll just repeat that again. You indicated Big Love Network on Facebook. Of course, the website is biglovenetwork.us.
Yep.
Is the movement on any of the other social networks, e.g. Twitter?
It is. Big Love Akron on Twitter. And I think it's Big Love Akron on Instagram as well.
Great. Now, that would be a good place for people to look for the photos.
Yep. Yep. We got some photos, a few videos. So lots of ways people can interact and connect with us.
Well, that's terrific. I'm going to ask you about a couple of the other upcoming projects that Big Love has going on. I noticed three, one each in September, October, and November. Would you like to say a few words about those for me?
Sure, I'd love to. I think right before jumping into that, the upcoming at the end of May, the Memorial Day weekend, is the city repair weekend. So there will be some of those four sites that I had mentioned earlier will be installing
yeah.
something. There's going to be a street mural that's going to be happening in at least one of the locations. So a lot of cool stuff. And that's the Memorial Day weekend in May. So if folks are interested in that, it's called Love on Akron. And that's the most upcoming event, I guess, bigger event.
Good use.
And then once we
that's
get
a good
to,
use for Memorial yeah. Day. Yeah, sorry.
It is. It's great, and it happens during the day. There's plenty of time. You know, folks can do whatever family or other things that they do, and, you know, you can still kind of be a part of those types of things. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And then moving into the fall is kind of our next big time frame. We've been organizing an event called Akron. It started off as Akron Peace Week, and it has grown now. This will be the second year that it's been Akron Peace Month, which runs from September 15th to October 15th. And the idea of it is to have a month where we partner with a lot of different organizations to just help get people thinking and talking more about nonviolence and about peace. So it a lot of folks are using that as a theme for events that they're doing or that type of thing. And then we're hosting a couple of events as part of that. One of our events that's been ongoing in that is called the Summit of Faiths, which is an interfaith gathering that happens October, I think it's 4th through the 6th. And it's a good way to meet folks from different faith backgrounds and to not only understand them, but to learn more about how we can work together, how we can how communities of faith play a role in addressing the social justice issues and concerns that face our community as a whole. And so that happens We're working with Kent State University on one of the days, Akron University on one of the days, and then the sort of bigger community event is on that Saturday at Our Lady of the Elms in West Akron. So that's
wow.
October. And then in November, this will be our fourth year with the Yoga Summit, and it is a weekend that is focused on accessibility and sort of spiritual and healing practices. So yoga is a main component of it, as is meditation, but it's not just yoga and meditation, and it's aimed towards anyone. It's aimed towards folks that have never done it. It's aimed towards seasoned yogis. It's aimed towards, one of the days that we have done in the last several years has been a day called Accessible Yoga Day, which is solely focused. Every class is focused on either, we've had an ASL class, we've had recovery and addiction classes, we've had classes for folks with developmental disabilities, we've had classes for prenatal and toddlers, we've had chair yoga, we had a Christian yoga. It's really breaking down the barriers that we tend to see when we think of yoga and meditation and even some of the other healing practices. There often seems to be this big barrier if you have to be a certain body type or a certain age or a certain gender or a certain race. And we're really trying to show that none of those things are necessary, and these practices can be helpful and healthy and healing to anyone, no matter what abilities or anything else that they might be.
I have heard that. As a matter of fact, I have had injuries of my own in recent years and have been told that yoga might be a way for me to regain some lost flexibility. So it's in my mind.
Yeah, we have a really wonderful community. It's a really diverse community, and there's a lot of great practices and teachers in the general Akron, Summit County, Kent kind of area.
And I'm so pleased to hear it. You know, people may come to Akron and they may have no idea what kind of connection they might find available here. And I congratulate you wholeheartedly for all the efforts you put in to make that possible for so many people. Now I'm going to ask you for a big favor.
Sure.
Tell me this. If one of our listeners is, let's say, tense or harried or having a difficult time, what can somebody do today to gain a little bit of peace in their lives?
It's a really good question. You know, there's a lot of options and a lot of tools that people can do. For me personally, I've always appreciated having an opportunity to be outside in some way. Nature has always been very healing and relaxing for me. I know that that's not always the case with everyone, but for me, getting an opportunity to go outside and sit by some trees or walk along the towpath, they just put some wonderful seating in over by Summit Lake. There's really some great, we have a lot of great outdoor and natural amenities that don't necessarily take a whole lot of time or anything out of your day to have a few minutes. That said, if that's not a good option or if it's difficult to get to a space that you feel comfortable in with that, an easy thing to do, focusing on breathing if you're getting really anxious, trying to get steady breaths, deeper breaths, kind of calm breaths, is helpful. Sometimes people do that with, a mantra or a phrase or an affirmation that can also help kind of get the mind stilled. So that's something that folks can do. And I think, quite honestly, for me, the thing that always sets me into a state of peace is just trying to be kind and helpful to others. If there's anything, you know, there's
That's
million
a very
times a
good
day
word.
That you can kind of step out of yourself and be helpful from, you know, really simple things, just helping someone with a door, or, you know, helping
mm-hmm.
someone to their car, or, you know, picking up litter, or, you know. And,
you know what? Those are all very good ideas. You've given us a good word and plenty to think about. We're running up against it here, Zach. We're off the air in just a handful of seconds, but I wanted to let you know that
Great.
Our audience is very grateful for the suggestions you made. And
well,
I hope
appreciate
we can have
it.
You
Thank
back
you so much
soon.
For having me on. I'd love it.
All right,
I'd love it. Thank you.
Have a great day. You take care.
I will.
Now.
You as well. I hope that peace finds y'all.
No doubt. See ya. This has been
Bye.
Off the Ground. I'm Dr. Ron Graham. I've been your host. We'll be back soon.